Praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. We'll be heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 90 million listeners? And to God be the glory. We want to take this moment and present to you and introduce to others the man whom God has called and chosen for such a time as this. The man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, the pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Group Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the man whom God has chosen to lead the world into 2 billion praise nightly, here on the Blog Talk Radio. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
God bless all of you, and thank you so much, Ambassador Hagen. This is a wonderful night to give God praise. And you know, the Blog Line is really, you might say, created just for that reason. We have been in a hippie mode for centuries and eras. God would do so many wonderful and marvelous things for us. And instead of us just thanking him so much, we would just keep on asking him like the big Santa Claus, Lord, give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that. When every time you even shut your eyes, the Lord gives you miracles. Well, the miracle, well, you let your heart beat another time. That's a miracle. Who on this earth could create a heart that night and day to keep you alive? Then he lets you blink your eyes again. Who on this earth would know that by creating eyelids or blinks that would cause your eyes not to get dried out? And I say this, and I know it may sound funny. A couple things. He gave you big toes. Who on this earth would know that without big toes, you wouldn't be able to stand up? Only God. God did all this. And then, not only just think about this, they sound funny, but he put meat on your behind. God did that. But what is good of that? Don't you know that without meat on your behind, if you would sit down on a hard seat, a wood seat, that if you didn't have anything there, it would probably knock your spine out of line. You'd have aches and pains day and night. But God, with his infinite wisdom, put meat there to cushion your when you sit down. That's what I'm trying to say. And because of that, sometimes you ought to think about it. You owe God a praise because of that. He's always thinking about us in his creative ability. He was thinking about us. Put eyeballs in your head. Without them, you wouldn't be able to see. And then put lenses back there because he knew that they had to focus correctly. All these things, the little things we never think about. Most people get up in the morning and don't think about how good God's been because they have legs they can move and walk until they go and see people who don't have legs and see people who have legs and cannot walk. Then they realize the goodness of God for legs to walk, a mouth to talk. You know how good God is? Who has been able to speak until you cannot speak? And you try to speak and cannot speak, then you will thank God like you should for his goodness to speak. So many other things we need to learn. That's why on this Blog Line, our platform simply is one focus, and that is to give God a thousand thank yous and thank you. Worldwide people are taking 15, 20 minutes out of their schedule. That's all it takes to give God a thousand thank yous. Some people have adopted this so much until they're given not just 1,000, but 2, 3, 4,000, some 5,000 thank yous a day. And then there's some people, I was at a convention, one lady walked by me, tapped me on the shoulder, and didn't say but two words. Tapped me on the shoulder and kept moving. She said 9,000. I knew what she meant. She heard my teaching on 1,000 thank yous a day. And I challenged people, and she had thanked God 9,000 times that day. Some people have thanked him 10,000 times. But all I'm asking people worldwide is to take, let's say, 20 minutes out of your schedule, 15, 20 minutes out of your schedule, and give God your best. Thank you for 1,000 times is what it takes let me tell you something. It positions you for miracles. Yes. May I use myself as an example? Met miracles like I've never seen happen in 2015. Just this past weekend, the Lord allowed a movie company. I thought it was just a film company, but when we got here, I found out they have received awards for movies and things like that, and they were here to cut a music, a movie. I'm going to say that mostly. I'm just trying to show you what a thousand thanks this would do. I tell you, they flew down, the five people flew down on their own charge and paid for all the expenses, hotel and everything from Canada. And they cut a movie on my life while they were here, filmed me about 24 hours. And somebody asked me, well, how did it happen? Thank God a thousand times. Let me tell you something. If God has two children, he's not going to bless one of the children and not bless the other child. Look for a blessing in his child, too. And because I use myself as an example, because he's blessing me, guess what? He hadn't forgotten about you. Look for a blessing. All you got to do is just keep on thanking him. See, we believe in this. This is the new awakening. 1740, that was a great awakening, but now this is the new awakening. And we believe that it's a spiritual shift from the give me, give me, give me to the thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we believe this also, that you can praise your way or thank your way to a miracle. That's what we're going to be doing here tonight. I tell you what, make your request known to the Lord right now. Just take about 15 seconds and tell God what you want. And then I'll come back and we'll pray. And then we're going to thank him like it's already done. We're not going to wait till we get the word, but we're going to thank him like it's already done. All right, go ahead. I'm going to give you about 10 or 15 seconds. Make your request known unto the Lord and do it right now. Heavenly Father. Oh, God. And thank you, Lord. Amen. I hope you had enough time to make your request known. Now, here's the key. You don't wait till you get the word. See, that's not faith. You have to learn to thank him for what you're asking for in advance. And you thank him like it's already done. You don't give him that haphazard praise. You just want to thank him like it's already done. Heavenly Father, I want to just thank you for every person on this block line who made a request unto you. You are the only true and living God. I'm asking you, if you look on these precious, precious people and give them the hearts of their desires, their heart's desires, you know what I mean. God, I want to thank you in advance for it. I pray that you forgive all sin on this prayer line. Don't let anything block their blessings, in Jesus' name. And thank you, sins of omission and commission, both. And bless, 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 in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we're not going to wait to hear any words. We just believe it's done. So that's why we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Your line is open. You can join us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, 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 thank you
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Offering this final prayer to those who are still on the line, I do want to ask God to really bless you. Phenomenally. Amen. God, these folks have even stayed on the line to receive a blessing. Ultimately blessed, God. Bless them going out. Bless them coming in. Let them grab us from this prayer, God, and receive everything that I'm saying in the name of Jesus. Oh,
yes,
how we love you, how we praise you, how we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, you are so wonderful. And we do thank you and praise you and appreciate everything that you've done, what you're doing, how you brought us out, and how you're blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, oh, bless their home, bless their family. Bless them going out and they're coming. Let them, Lord, receive an unexpected financial blessing. I'm praying that and putting it out there. I want you to grab it. Lord, let them receive an unexpected financial blessing in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, I'm putting myself out. Let me receive an unexpected financial blessing. Let them receive an unexpected financial blessing. And let it be a blessing, a phenomenal blessing to them. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And look for it and receive it right now. Thank God for you. And thank God for what he's doing. Yeah, in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Have a wonderful night.
Wonderful.
Have a wonderful night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night to you.
Amen.
Good night, everyone. God bless.
God bless. God bless.
God bless you all.
Until we
good night to you.